Many of the nation's Fraser firs are grown on tree farms up north, where cooler weather favors them. But here in the South, wild firs survive in just three states, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia. At 5,700 feet, the highest point in the Commonwealth, the 390-acre Old Flat State Forest is home to thousands of trees, and it's surrounded by Christmas tree farms that sustain about 600 people.
With the income from seed sales, they've been able to finance the new medical center. They've been able to give scholarships. They basically have supported a community that had no other means of monetary support.
That's Whit Morris, a cooperative extension agent who's worked with the state and the Christmas Tree Growers Association in Grayson County to broker a unique partnership.
The gross product coming out of Grayson County is over $14 million a year in Christmas trees alone. It's a pretty lucrative industry for Southwest Virginia.
That's why commercial tree growers are working with the state on a demonstration site where scientists will study the best ways to protect native firs. In the past 50 years, the number of mature Fraser firs in the wild has fallen by more than 90%. Because of acid rain and a deadly bug.
It's similar to the woolly adelgid that's killing our hemlock trees throughout the eastern United States, but it's a different species of adelgid.
Zach Olinger is with the Virginia Department of Forestry.
It's a very tiny little bug, and it attaches itself to the needle and can extract nutrients and sap from the tree, the nutrition that the tree needs to live and grow.
Research at Old Flat could lead to more insect-resistant trees. A section of the forest will also serve as a cone orchard, providing seeds that sell for up to $160 a pound. In addition to gracing many homes at this time of year, scientists think the tree may have medicinal value, just as the Pacific Yew yielded Taxol, a drug used to treat breast cancer. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.